Promises, written by Burt Bacharach, sung by Dionne Warwick, and heard on monitor.
Promises, 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 they're gonna promises can just destroy our love. Oh, promises, those kind of promises, they will betray from the love.
Alda is a talented actor and a considerate man, and you'd never think that anyone would want to feed him to the lions. Well, they did just that in his latest picture. But Alan didn't want to talk too much about it to Monitor Shirley Eater. He was more interested in the subject of the actor as a father.
Alan Alda, hi.
Hi.
You are here for The Paper Lion, and you play... What's the name of the man who wrote The Paper Lion?
Everybody knows George Plimpton's name, right?
You know, I'm just not up on sports. That's a football.
You don't have to be up on sports to know about George Plimpton. George Plimpton is an excellent writer.
That he is.
And he was not very up on sports when he wrote about the Detroit Lions, but he found out about it, didn't he?
Yeah. Have you become very friendly with the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, I'm very fond of the Lions.
Did you get to play with them at all when you were making the
feel
film?
Feel his foot over. You feel a lump down there in my ankle?
It's a beautiful lump.
Thanks very much.
It's really a beautiful lump.
That's Alex Karras gave me that.
You are a son of a famous actor, Robert Alda. He played George Gershwin, didn't he, on the screen?
That's right, in Rhapsody in Blue.
Yeah. Because he was so great in Guys and Dolls on Broadway. You have three children. Would you care if any one of them wanted to head for the theater in some way?
No, of course I wouldn't care. I'd like for them to do what they'd like to do. I'm not guiding them toward the theater. However, one thing I must confess that I do is talk a lot around the house about science. And because through my father's genetic structure, I've inherited a love of science. He always wanted to be a microbe hunter when he was a kid. He read that book, you know, there's a whole generation of people who wanted to be microbe hunters. He couldn't get a job as a doctor because of the Depression, so he found he could get a job as a singer and an actor, and that's what he became. And oddly enough...
He didn't go to medical school, did he?
No, he went to architectural school. But they didn't ask him to build any buildings either, so he did that other thing. And I've wanted to learn more about physics and stuff like that. You know, I read Scientific American from cover to cover every month and don't understand more than about 4% of it. So it's a lot of fun to talk to somebody who's very bright and knowledgeable and to figure out with him what gravitational collapse is or the molecular structure of an obscure molecule.
And this you talk around your children all the time?
Yeah, they get...
How old are they?
They're 7, 8, and 9. But they get kind of bored hearing about gravitational collapse and how far away the stars are and that kind of thing.
They'll go right to the theater or in the movie.
I'm afraid they will, yeah. My oldest daughter sits and sings. She's teaching herself to sing, yeah.
Great. Yeah. Well, you know you're going to be proud if one of them goes into it.
Hey, I'll be proud, you know, whatever they do, because one thing I am trying to do consciously is to help them have confidence in themselves so that whatever they attack, they'll attack with gusto and tackle jobs that they can finish and get the pleasure of living a mature life, of doing what you can do well.
kids should go to college before they go into the arts.
Well, it wouldn't hurt. Almost any department of the arts can benefit from an infusion of your own native intelligence, your own awareness of the world we live in as it applies to you and as you see it. In a way, that's really all we have to share with each other in the arts is a vision of the world and a vision of life. And if you're not clear in your own head about how you approach life, and then how can you be very clear about how you share that with other people? And that's what interests me most about art, is that kind of sharing of that vision of life.
Look for the Paper Lion, The Extraordinary Seaman with Mr. Alda and Faye Dunaway. Hmm. And what other films?
And Rabbit Run when it comes out.
This is Shirley Eater with Alan Alda for Monitor.
He sounds like a happy man. And I think the explanation is simple. As simple and effective as this song by the Angels. Steele here, 17 minutes after the hour and right on the monitor beacon.
There's a destitute child overseas waiting for your help. Only $16 a month will bring him a cash grant, better meals, clothing, medical care when called for, and education. You get a history and photograph of your foster child and exchange monthly letters with translations. You watch him grow. Let some child love you. This is Charlie Brown urging you to write Foster Parents Plan, Box 944, New York, 10008. Mary Hopkin.
Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never.
Frankie Lane.
He killed a gentle on my mind.
Spanky and our gang.
Sunday morning.
And Charlie Brown and our gang. Big Wilson, Jack Hayes, Jim Gerhart, and yours truly. Putting down more sound, more music for you. All day, every day on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Did you ever receive an obscene phone call? What do you do if you think your doctor damaged your health through negligence? Are you a single girl living alone and afraid? On Monitor tomorrow, you'll find out what to do about it from people who have been investigating causes and cures for these and other social ills. And you'll meet actor Tony Curtis, who's mad because some critics said that actor's no actor. And there'll be a preview of NBC's election night computer analysis and fast voting tallying. And all the Monitor regulars will join host Henry Morton. That's tomorrow. Right now, it's Monitor Music. Steve and Edie.
All I want is a break of love. The kind of love that you dream about. A lasting love that you never doubt. But the only break I get is a broken heart. But the only break I get is a broken heart. All I need is a break at love.
The following political announcement is paid for by Citizens for Humphrey Muskie.
Let's take a better look at Richard Nixon. Nixon is the one who'll tell you he's for the working man, but has always voted against him. Nixon is the one who pledges to end the Vietnam War, but can't say how. Nixon is the one who promises security to older citizens, but opposes Medicare. Apparently, Nixon is the one who isn't quite the one.
Music from Monitor and Bobby Goldsboro.
Sometimes I imagine myself as a drifter, seeker of fortunes, connoisseur of grape wine, dashing through meadows of yellow and green, trying to catch the impossible dream, leaving the straight life behind. Sometimes my thoughts may find me in Mexico, drinking tequila, going out of my mind, having a ball on a couple of balls, treating the ladies to corn on the cob, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing. Go falling, going to nowhere with no worry of time, running along chasing after a train, humming a song in the sun and the rain, leaving the straight life behind. I can just see me on a tropical island, riding the surf and drinking coconut wine, having me fun with golden girls in the sand, chasing the sun through an innocent land, leaving the strain of life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love, I'm not really thinking of leaving the stray life behind. Playing a game in my mind.
Now from the Monitor Sports Desk, a preview of an unusual tournament in an unusual location.
This is Jim Simpson speaking for Monitor Sports. Even before Captain Cook discovered Hawaii in 1778, men dreamed of mountainous green islands with green, blue, crystal clear waters and azure skies. Even now, nearly two centuries later, after the conquests of King Kamehameha, the era of the whaling ships, the pineapple and sugar barons, and finally in 1959, statehood, the dream of the islands of Hawaii remained the same for most men. And so it is when NBC Sports decides that it will televise the Hawaiian Open golf tournament next weekend, there's not a dissenter on the staff. All are eager to go, although there is much work to be done, even though it may be done with a soft Kona wind at our backs and the smell of ginger in the air. Tons of television equipment is being cargoed to Hawaii, where a control room will be set up in a suite on the ground floor of a hotel overlooking the Wailea Golf Course. And through that strange medium called electronics, somehow the pictures of golfers in sharp slacks and spectators in wild Aloha shirts will travel to a transmitting station on the north of Oahu, and then by satellite, live and in color, to our studios in Burbank, California, and then across the United States. Coming as it does in November, many of you will watch the Hawaiian Open while making sure the fire is stoked, the storm windows are in place, and the snow tires installed. Yet it is with a touch of sadness that we return to Hawaii. Remember Duke Kahanamoku, the symbol of the islands who won gold medals in the 100-meter freestyle swimming events in the 1912 and 20 Olympic Games? The Duke, who managed to finish second in that same event to Johnny Weissmuller in 1924, has passed away since our last visit to the islands. And Ted Makalena, the Hawaiian golf pro, who has played the stateside tour and who won the Hawaiian Open 2 years ago, died several months ago at the age of 34 after a swimming accident off Waikiki. These two men have their place in the sports history of Hawaii. But the attraction of the islands remain, and most of the nation's best golfers will be there next weekend, led by Arnold Palmer, who may lend us a hand in the commentary from Wailea. It's another NBC television sports attraction, and no, sir, I don't mind at all if you're envious. I don't blame you a bit. This is Jim Simpson. Aloha from Monitor Sports.
By the time I get to Phoenix for Auntie and Tysha's version. Thank you. important anniversary for radio. 48 years ago, the first regular broadcasts began. Now, Monitor crosses the continent on NBC. In Jacksonville, Florida, we're heard on WJAX. I'm Ted Steele, your Monitor host, leaving you with a heartfelt hark.
Hark! Needs excitement. Shakespeare's famous words that bring us here.